It's that time of year again for tuxedos, long dresses, high heels, and corsages. Prom season is approaching, and that means teenagers are thinking about what they're going to wear. But buying a tuxedo or a dress and accessories to match can get expensive. To help with the high price tag, the Urban Mission Thrift Store in Watertown is selling donated formal wear. It's just one thing the nonprofit does to help North Country residents survive on a tight budget. More from WRVO's Julia Botero.
Olivia White isn't totally sure what she's looking for in a prom dress.
I don't know, just simple and elegant.
She's here from Cape Vincent on a shopping trip with her parents. Olivia and her mother are browsing through dresses in Cinderella's closet. It's a special area in the front of the store that's brimming with color. There's short poofy dresses, long silky elegant ones, some strapless, backless, or with big bows. Her father, Andy White, watches from a distance as his daughter pulls a dress off the hanger, studies its glittery sequins, and drapes it over her arm.
What do you find, Olivia?
I found one gold one.
I saw it. It was pretty.
Olivia heads to the dressing room to try on her dress while her father waits outside. He says he went shopping for gowns with his wife not too long ago.
We went to a adult prom last year, and dresses were $800 and some odd. Yeah, I don't think so. No thanks.
After that experience, he says he knew it'd be a good idea to stop at the Urban Mission first.
Yeah, this is a great deal. This is fantastic. Silly not to stop and at least look, right?
All dresses and tuxedos here are $8. Accessories are 20% off. You can walk away with shoes, jewelry, and a dress for under $15. Tammy Olivas manages the thrift store.
We started doing it about 7 years ago as a way to give girls who maybe couldn't afford to go to the prom, a way to go to the prom and look as beautiful as everyone else.
Tuxedos and ties were added last year.
Anyone can shop here and get the dress for $8 and save their parents some money.
Saving families money is what the Urban Mission tries to do. The nonprofit works with 50 churches, community organizations, and businesses in Jefferson County to fill gaps in social services. Besides selling prom dresses, the mission runs a food pantry, gives financial advice, and sells everything from microwaves to board games at their thrift store. Brianna Kloster drove here with her two friends from Lowville. She said she heard about Cinderella's Closet on the announcements at school.
Well, I haven't really searched very much, but I'm looking for something that is in style and is probably more flowy and long and maybe a bright color.
Candy McConnell says she normally doesn't wear dresses. She's working at the store, hanging the gowns and stacking the high heels that were donated earlier today.
I never went to my prom. I was never into the dances. Mm-hmm. I kept to myself for the most part.
She says being surrounded by these pretty clothes for the past week has her wishing she did.
I mean, I've always wore jeans and a t-shirt. So now seeing all these dresses, I'm thinking, it would have been nice to dress up for one night.
Devin Guyette drove the 2 hours from Norwood to shop here with his girlfriend and her mother, Heather Putney.
Yeah, I was looking at tuxes at another place, and it's quite expensive. I just thought I'd look around here.
Just 10 minutes later, he's trying on a whole suit. Heather Putney is waiting outside his dressing room. She says she's happy with the selection of dresses here, but nothing seems to excite her daughter.
I'm sure we'll hit the mall. I don't know where else, but where we live, she went everywhere looking for a dress and couldn't find anything she liked, so now we're expanding our horizons. He's not as picky as her.
Devin comes out smiling. The tux fits. He grabs his ticket for a free dry cleaning, a perk with every purchase, and stands in line to pay. His shoes, dress shirt, pants, and a blazer cost him only $8.30.
Yeah, wicked.
Olivia White is still browsing through the racks. After some hemming and hawing, she finally makes up her mind. She's going with the dress she tried on.
Sparkly and gold.
So are you going to get it?
I think so.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
You have a prom dress. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero in Watertown.